Harper Audio presents Outposts, Journeys to the Surviving Relics of the British Empire, written and read by Simon Winchester. Before I begin, a brief warning. The ways of publishing being what they are, it was decided that this audio version of my book, Outposts, should be trimmed back somewhat from its rather lengthy original form. Cruelly, I was asked to perform the necessary surgery, and in doing so, I decided that rather than tinker with the internal workings of any one chapter, I'd simply delete entire sections of the book and keep what remained intact. And so, a judgment of Solomon had to be made. Which British colonies would I excise in making this recording, and which would I leave in? One decision was easy. I could leave out all of Hong Kong, because since 1997 it hasn't been British. That saved a lot. It had been a long chapter, not least because it was by far the biggest of our one-time possessions. I also felt that the 1982 battles in the South Atlantic had probably stripped the Falkland Islands of much of their mystery. I love them and their dependencies, places like South Georgia, but they're cold and windy, and are very well known for being so. The Falklands, I felt, could be safely left to memory, and so omitted from this reading. Bermuda and our five Caribbean possessions I excluded also, and similarly on grounds of over-familiarity. While not all of us are lucky enough to go to such islands as Anguilla and Grand Turk, we get the general picture. They're warm and welcoming, with lots of rum, blue water, and need for PF-30, and Union Jacks are flying from every flagstaff. No, it seems to me that the real mystery of the former empire lies in places that are far off the well-worn trails. And so it is these that I've retained in the recording that follows. The British Empire has been stripped down relentlessly by time and by history. It's well accustomed to this melancholy process of attrition, and I dare say that even in the making of this, it can stand a little more. Chapter 1. The Plan. Like most long journeys into the unknown, this one began with an idea that was triggered by a strange story I read one wet Sunday afternoon in a recent early spring on the front page of a London newspaper. It was all about the alleged invasion of an island known as Southern Thule,